Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
And we're live.
Please tell me we have sound so I don't gotta throw this fucking computer.
That's pretty good, right?
All
right.
Yeah.
I try.
Oh, Jesus. So we know there's a delay.
It's a douche watching.
All right. We have zero watchers right now.
Two. Zero. We have two.
Oh, yours one must be a little you. Faster than mine. Is the other one you?
No. Well, it might be, actually. I don't know. Yes, I got one more there at the end, baby.
Those weren't half bad, I got to tell you. I like the end bit.
It's from Narragansett. It's where the runestone was.
Up now we're up to five.
Up to five.
Yay! Devaney's watching. What's up, Devaney?
Sound levels are good. Thank you, Matt Hags. Appreciate it. Hopefully it doesn't shit the bed halfway through. So
I might. I had some prunes today.
Pretty clever. All right. You ready, Joe?
I am ready.
All right. Let's do the lady is arrived. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Hey.
Ken's not coming, so if you want the padded chair. Or actually, we have the padded chair anyway, regardless of whether Ken was coming. I know you don't like those hard chairs.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Whatever you need to
Your
do.
Your call.
I'll steal one.
Very sorry. Thank you. I couldn't find the button to turn it down. So.
Yeah, but I can't hear it anyway if you did the button.
True. No. Not the fart noise. Oh. I'm sorry. I was trying to keep it off of the noise box working as usual.
Why are we so stretched out Damn on this me. Video?
Oh, because I got rid of one so that I can put in the screenshot.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, no wonder why they say you look portly on here. Now we're really stretched out. It's like the opposite of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the only problem is it stretches out this beezer of mine. It's like freaking 30 feet long right now.
I look like freaking, I don't know, like
one down
Brian Dennehy right now.
Anything's right. better than your freaking Jeb Eckert that you were doing.
For oh, come on. No, I actually almost wore that tonight, but it was almost a little too warm.
You almost didn't want to get your balls busted.
No, I love that coat. You're not going to get me to stop wearing that. I love that coat.
Where are you going all looking fancy and whatnot? It's all hot to trot tonight. Better bring a tennis racket. I'll give you the nine right here. All right. We done our farting around?
Yes. Now we're all down right. there. We lost a viewer.
No, of course we did. Of course we did.
Oh, we're up to six. We're
good. All right. Ready?
It was momentary. Yeah.
Let's start it up. 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
Worshipful Brother Joe.
No Worshipful Brother Ken.
No, he sent us some kind of message saying that he needed to replace his springs. Is that something like that?
Yeah.
So we can only assume that that's some robotic malfunction that he had that he got some new parts for and he's going in for an upgrade. Perhaps they're like his head adjusters or something.
Yeah, something.
He doesn't have knees. He has springs.
Poor. So. What was that freaking joke by Cat Williams with the dude who, it's kind of screwed up, but it wasn't getting, it's comedy, so please, nobody get all pissed off. But it was a dude who lost his legs, and he was the track guy, and he had backwards legs, and he goes, go, poor little tink, tink, just tink.
That guy ended up like killing his girlfriend and going to prison.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad about talking shit.
The guy that was in the Olympics? They called him like Blade Runner or something like that because he ran out. Oh, yeah. He murdered his girlfriend and
Jesus H. Christ.
Either either he murdered his girlfriend and or went to prison, or he was super abusive and was attacking her and she shot him dead. One of the two.
Good.
But that Blade Runner dude's either dead or in prison.
Good.
I'll look it up later.
You think he should not.
Then he's in prison.
Oh.
His defense was,
you're beating on your old lady. I hope you got shot.
Well, and his defense was, I couldn't have done that. I had no legs. But the guy's in the fucking Olympics.
He shot her through the bathroom door. Oh, so he killed her.
Said he thought she was an intruder or some bullshit.
Yeah,
coming in through intruders in your bathroom.
And anybody who owns a gun knows that you don't shoot through the door. You wait for target assessment to find out who you're shooting at.
Yeah, so I believe he was.
Been more than one case of that, but that's for another podcast. Anyway, moving on. He's in South African prison.
Thank you, Joe Schultz.
Boy, he shot her. What a shit. What a cheap way out.
Oh, yeah. He was not a good guy.
No, clearly not.
Not a good guy.
I mean, that brings up the question of how he lost his legs to begin with. Right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
The ex-girlfriend ran his freaking legs over.
I don't know if he was born with that. I don't know. One of these guys will look it up and give us the whole back.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to get into that now. We're just.
You brought it up.
Dude, I brought it up. I did bring it up. Never mind.
Well, you did. I brought up Ken's height adjustment.
He doesn't have airbags. Airbags for the shock airbags, right?
Yeah, he's got springs. He doesn't have the.
He's still got the independent suspension.
Perhaps they'll put an emotion chip in him while they're there. Give the guy some emotion. He could really use like a self-tanning pigment chip if they had that kind of upgrade available. But.
Like what was that in freaking Star Trek when Data ended up getting skinned?
Exactly. And then he had emotions in one of the movies. That's Ken. That's our boy Ken. And instead of a Starfleet uniform, he's got that little striped jacket that he wears.
All right.
Well, he's not here. We had to.
He gets for not being here. All right. Episode 174. We're actually going to be going off the Masonic thing. We're going to take a break from Masonic information because I have a headache and I don't feel like talking about it. No, I'm kidding. We're going to be actually reacting to another YouTube video by a channel that's Hrafna. She is
an Hrafna.
I suck it. Whatever. I'm not Iceland. Anyway, she did a video that's basically titled "Things That Are Okay in the USA But Not Iceland." So we're gonna react to the things that she says that are different and thing maybe misconceptions she has about the United States. It's gonna be fun. Just
I know one of them's gonna be with
it. And I'll tell you how this all came about. Okay, so. I'm looking for my next tattoo. I'm going to get it right here on my man tit. And I call it a man tit because right now I'm doing the COVID body challenge. So it's not a pectoral, it's a man tit, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to get my next tattoo right here on my chest, right side. And it is actually, I was looking up.
Portrait of me.
No. It's on my ass.
because you can put me and Ken on each cheek.
I was thinking a W on both butt cheeks. Everybody can, when I bend over, everybody goes, wow.
Or
that's pretty good, right?
Or you're upside down and
I'm upside down. There's mom. Yeah. It's right. It could be mom.
Yeah. But anyway, you could have me and Ken on each cheek. And when you clench, we kiss.
Oh, this is so un-Masonic. Anyway,
you wanted a non-Masonic topic.
So anyway, I was looking for my next tattoo. One of the things I've said before is that, you know, my mother thought she was Italian, but she was from Napolitan, if you will. But she
nobody talks like
her original, wherever it was, the freaking god, one of the goddamn cities in Italy. But she was actually Norman is where the name Perfetti comes from, which is where I also St. Thomas of Aquin. I am Sir George of Normandy because my mother, when I traced the lineage, when she's actually Scandinavian, is where the name originated from because Perfetti was actually Parfit, which is perfect, which I am. It's actually Scandinavian. Huh. So I went on this whole thing and my next tattoo, I get tattoos that mean something to me or except for this drunken night in the Marine Corps, but still means something to me. I just bled like some bitch. But so I was looking for something Scandinavian, Viking, something along those lines, and I wanted to get maybe something in rune writing or something on me like that. So I came across, and again, I'm Google searching it, and I'm YouTube videoing it of different runes and stuff. And one of the things I came up with, something called the Compass of Awe.
Yes, you and I had a conversation about this.
I think I've showed you the image. I'll have to put it up later so everybody can see it. But if you look it up, it's called the Compass of Awe. Don't ask me to read it in Scandinavian because in Icelandic because no, it's not happening. But it was a symbol of protection for Vikings. One of the places they used to actually put it is in the middle of their forehead. I am not getting the middle of my tattoo head. I'm not getting the middle of my head tattooed. So, but I'm going to put it over the right side of my chest, and it's a really cool symbol. And that's where I'm going with it.
And the good news is we have somebody that's a friend of the program that's an expert in runes. So you might want to have him take a look.
Really? Oh, yeah. Walter. Yes.
Have him take a look at it. We can have him call in. That could be his fourth appearance.
Right.
And we can make fun of how your tattoo says something that it's not supposed to say.
So I found this YouTube video that happened to be by this chick who's doing Hoffna. This. Hrafna, and she explained what the symbol was, and she's from Iceland. Well, now I go down the rabbit hole of watching all of her YouTube videos, and one of the things that I popped up with, things that are okay in U.S. In USA, but not in Iceland. So I figure we take a little Masonic break and we run with it. What do we think?
Worked for me, man.
Joe doesn't give a shit.
I'm just here for the coffee.
Well, I'm definitely not here for the freaking company. I'll tell you that.
That's not nice.
Zynga! That's not nice. Come Maybe on. Her, not you.
We're supposed to be brothers.
All right. So let's give it a shot. What do you say?
All right.
Well, let's do. Let's
you
do
want
some,
to do likes?
Yeah,
first?
We'll do housekeeping.
Let's do some housekeeping. We should get a soundbite whenever we do
likes. Your pillow. We should. I can do it.
Yeah.
From the only problem is we can't do the end of it.
No, just housekeeping. Do housekeeping.
Fluff your pillow.
You can do that.
Jay, you off. Probably wouldn't
You'd
be.
You probably good. Stop at the fluffier. Yeah,
I'll
pillow.
Get Shane at the door. Hey.
Again.
I mean, really? One episode after I leave?
It always works better when he's an invited guest.
True.
All right. But we do have some new likes on Facebook. We've got Scott Pinella. I think I left off with him last time because I remember thinking he might be related to Lou Pinella. Joshua Penke and Antonio Torres. Those are our. New Facebook likes. Ken usually takes care of the Instagram ones, and he's not here. He's in for an upgrade, so he won't be joining us this evening.
Antonio Torres on, and I think Joshua Penke.
So they double liked us.
Yeah, Antonio Torres. He's from. This is cool. He says, "Great job, guys!" From Mexicali, Baja California, Mexico. Yeah. Until last week, we were doing Zoom meetings at our lodge. So this week, we will start our face-to-face reunions again with the COVID measures, I guess. But hey, that's awesome. Congratulations. Good luck on your journey. And thanks for tuning in and liking us. So
cool. One last piece of housekeeping. I just want to remind everyone that... For $5 a month, you can join us on Patreon and be a subscriber, where you will get exclusive access to Patreon content. You'll get access to all of our Discord channels. And even you may even get a little gold tone Freemasons podcast pin thrown your way if Raph is getting them out, which I believe he is. But I want to bring that up only because a few episodes ago, we had a conversation with our friend Holiday about... wearing a cut-off or rolled-up Freemasons podcast t-shirt, a green one, because of gangrene. So we came through on our end of the bargain where we got that green t-shirt. Mrs. Rafferty made that up and sent it out to him. For all your t-shirt or Masonic regalia needs, go to, I believe it's Designs by Susie on Facebook. Free plug for her. But so not only did he held up his end of the bargain, and we received a Costanza-esque posed picture of him on a couch wearing this Freemasons podcast t-shirt, all rolled up.
So we have one last end of the bargain that
we have one last end of the bargain that was executed yesterday, where we are taking that picture he sent and turning it into an 18x24 canvas print that'll likely be hung up right around here somewhere. That should be in hopefully by next, maybe next Thursday's episode, we'll have that in. But that's the kind of shenanigans that you get for $5 a month on our Patreon and Discord channel. So sign on up.
Two things I just want to do. When we have Apple reviews, we're going to do this one part of, we're going to do one of these part of it, which, yeah, whatever. It's a 4-star review, but it was still very nice of the brother to do it. He said, love hearing the history. This is from Skybro32. 4-star review. Listening to other brothers from other areas is great. Y'all keep it up. Grandview Lodge 266 out of Texas.
Nice.
What?
Joe Schultz comment.
Yeah, I know. I don't pay attention.
Get the rune that means empty and put it on your forehead. I'll pay you.
Yeah, I seen it. Wesley 5511995. Good podcast. 5-star review. Very interesting and very informative podcast. Entertaining. Well, thank you guys for the Apple reviews. And please, if you can review and rate us, it does help us out a lot.
Absolutely.
And we do appreciate it. So, Brother Joe, do it.
Do it.
Brother, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brother.
Viva, viva, viva. I hope that helps with the headache. I got a massive freaking headache.
Yeah, booze always helps with headaches.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know.
You're drinking whiskey and hard lemonade. That's going to be great for your headache.
Whatever. But anyway, so let's do this. We're gonna react to this video again. This is going to be things that are okay in the USA, but not in Iceland. So I'm going to bring up the thing here, and we're going to fire away on this.
And what was your name again? Bjork? Oh, Hrafnar. Not Bjork.
Not Bjork.
Do you know who Bjork is?
I do know who Bjork is.
It's not her, though.
Smart ass.
I don't know many Scandinavian names.
There we go. You ready, Joe?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Hi, guys. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It is currently January the 2nd whilst I am filming this. That is why I still have my Christmas tree. Today, I am going to be talking about things that are okay in the USA, but not okay in Iceland. However, don't take this video too seriously. I got a lot of ideas from Twitter and BuzzFeed, and this is just a quirky little video. Don't take it too seriously, please. Also, some of these things may apply to more countries in Europe, but before we start this video, I do have a...
We're going to skip her sponsor.
Yeah.
Click in the link.
I don't think we're in any danger of taking her video too seriously, but she's cautioned us against it twice.
That's all right. That's all right.
Apparently, one of the differences, Americans aren't highly offended like some of those Icelandic folk.
What? Who's...
She's like qualified. Don't get upset. Don't take.
No, Americans are sensitive little bitches. Come on now. Seriously, turn on the news.
Compared to Iceland. Compared to Iceland?
How? What? I don't know. You're making this shit up.
I am. Sometimes I do.
All right, ready? Here we go. So let's do this.
Month. All right, now let's talk about some stuff that I, as an Icelander, do not understand. So first up, number one, we have eating super sweet breakfast, like pancakes with syrup or waffles. Just to be clear, I am talking about eating super, super sweet breakfast during the week instead of the weekend. Here in Iceland, sure, we will have something sweet on a Saturday, Sunday morning, but not right before school or work. I know that this does not apply to everyone, but I see this all the time on social media and in movies and stuff. So,
okay. So she's talking about Americans have super sweet breakfast in the morning. I do not eat breakfast. I never have, only because
it's bad. It's the most important meal of the day.
I don't think that Americans have super sweet breakfast. Usually you grab like a bagel or something like that.
Kids do. You know, kids go with their Fruity Pebbles and their, like, as a kid, I was a big, like, Captain Crunch guy.
Okay. You know, all right.
Stuff like that.
I don't feed my kids that shit. They have Cheerios.
Yeah, chips.
And
yeah,
potato chips. That's salty.
I think she's
sweet.
Like,
I'm kidding. I don't get my kids freaking potato chips.
Some broad generalizations. I personally have steel cut oats or eggs.
I usually do coffee, Monster Energy, and a line of blow, and I'm ready to go for the rest of the day. I'm kidding. I'm not advocating for
coffee.
So I don't know. Like I usually, if I'm going to sit down and actually have a breakfast, which is going to be much later in the morning because I can't do it bright and early in the morning, I'll just blow chode. I cannot eat that early in the morning. Some people are just like, they wake up, they're stuffing cereal down their throat, and they're ready to go. I can't do that.
See, that's why I like the steel cut oats, because by the time I decide, okay, let me make them, they take a half hour to cook.
Right.
Well, and you're on the road. I'm working from home, so it's a lot easier for me to throw it on and come back a half hour.
I usually don't start eating until about 11 o'clock or so, and I'll have a granola bar, or I'll have an orange or something, you know, that's, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, like I said, consider that sweet, but it's not really breakfast anymore, is it? So, but I don't do.
It's like a continental breakfast,
right?
Yeah, it is, like a muffin, right? Some fruit, some coffee. Yeah, you're very continental.
Yeah,
I do. I have to say though, I love me some freaking pancakes.
The only thing is coffee. Like, no, you don't want to freaking know me until I've had my coffee. Like, don't talk to me. I wake up like a fucking grizzly bear coming out of freaking hibernation. You don't want to know shit. I need my cigarette and I need my coffee. End of story. Don't talk to me beforehand. I don't know you.
Yeah.
I might rip your face off like a chimpanzee if you mess with me before my coffee. Dinner? Or breakfast? Okay.
All right. I'll tell you that you put pancakes in front of me and then 300-pound Joe comes out. Like, there's a chain around Connecticut called Chips. And like they're nice, thick, fluffy pancakes. And you get the short stack at 3 and the large stack at 5. I'll go 5 every time and then usually finish half of somebody else.
So
pancakes are one of my
the words of the Rock. So you like pancakes.
Yeah.
So pancake your ass out.
Love me some pancakes.
Moving on.
Love it.
Oh yeah. At number 2, we have tipping. We do not have tipping in Iceland. I understand, but it's just so complicated for me because we include everything in the price. We don't tip anywhere. Workers just get paid. Number 3.
All right, tipping. I don't know why we do it.
It's because generally speaking, waiters and waitresses get paid a crap wage. So we almost have to tip where it's, I think in other countries, everything is included in the price and they actually pay their workers more money.
Right. I know in Japan,
that's what it comes down to.
In Japan, it's actually frowned upon. Like it's like a, I don't know.
Yeah, that's one other thing we should get into one day is like different traditions around the world. Like in Japan, if you give somebody a clock, that's like the kiss of death.
A clock?
A clock, because it signifies.
I thought it was walking them into the woods up there and there.
Well, there's that other place too. Yeah. But like a clock
of suicides.
A clock signifies death because it's like the end of time.
Right. So really? That's crazy. I did not know that.
And red roses are very bad because they look at it as like blood. Like it's the equivalent to getting black roses in America.
So tipping. I get it. Yeah. Our waiters, waitresses, bartenders, and all that, they get paid garbage wage. Mm-hmm. They get paid basically minimum wage. They make all of their money off of the tips.
Right.
I personally I get that other countries, you know, a lot of other countries, they include it on the price, but realistically, I mean, we've had some pretty shitty waiters and waitresses.
Well, and that's why I think there's some merit to it.
So, I mean, if a stack of quarters ends up super glued to the table, I mean, I'm not saying I don't know anybody who's done that before. Just throwing it out there.
No, but if you're in the hospitality industry, it's like an instant, like you should be paid based on how hospitable you are. And if you're going to walk around with the puss on your face the whole time and be nasty and not pay attention,
agreed,
then you deserve less of a wage.
Correct, though.
And if you like go above and beyond. But the problem is you got some cheap bastards out there and that person could be doing freaking cartwheels, bringing your food over and you're going to leave them a buck.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty much customary. You tip 20% of your bill, right? 20% is a good tip. I think you can go as low as 15. 15 to 20 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Anything below 15 is shitty. Again, but it also, I think a lot of things, I wish more things were based off of your service with a smile.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of grumpy ass, miserable sons of bitches who just, and then you end up with, like I said, quarters super glued to the table and or the plates.
Yeah. And then they become your lodge secretary.
And how come more secretaries don't end up getting tips? I'm just saying, like, you know,
I'll give you a tip.
I just make a point. Like, I mean, we're doing all the legwork as secretaries, right? You're doing all the extra shit at home and everything.
Wow.
There are lodges that give stipends and everything to their secretaries and treasurers.
Ashler Asbuck used to give a stipend and used to be one of the largest stipends in the state. And
right.
When I was master, I put an end to it.
So, tipping. Yeah. I guess it's customary for where you live, in a sense.
Yeah.
Let's move on to number 3.
Three is very similar. It is to not put the actual price on the price tag. In Iceland, the tax is built into the price, so you actually pay the same amount that you see on the price tag on the register. And again, I understand why this is. It's because like taxes aren't the same in every state, but yeah, it still confuses me.
She's got a point.
She has a major point there, and I can't stand this shit. You know what else I can't stand either? $12.99. What's the cent? Just put a cent on the goddamn thing and make it 13.
Okay, it's a marketing ploy.
I know it's a marketing ploy. It still pisses me off, nonetheless.
But the other thing you got to realize is, like, most of our states are the size of Iceland. So they probably have one tax rate for the whole country.
True.
Because it's so small versus United States. You know,
I think a lot of things are going to come into play with in regards to population size and everything.
But I would appreciate it, like, if they say, hey, this costs $20 and I have a $20 bill, I can walk out with that item. I would like that.
And here's the other thing that pissed me off. Okay. So first off, it's, what is it? 6 cents for every dollar, right? In Connecticut, right?
6.35% or something like that.
All right. Whatever the case may be. But then when you get to the register and after you're bloop, 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 you put all your shit in the bags and it asks you, how many bags do you have?
Oh, the bag tax.
No, you got to freaking pay 10 cents for every bag you have. Well, now I've already bagged up all my shit. So now it's too late for me to take it all back out. So now I'm angry. I got to pay for it. No. And then you know what makes me even madder than that is when you press, I took three bags. And it comes back and it says, are you sure you took three bags? Yes, I'm sure I took three of your plastic goddamn bags.
Right.
Anyway.
Just press zero.
Rant over.
You'll be just press zero.
I don't feel.
Just press zero.
You know what else pisses me off too? Everything's going to paper straws now. So rather than having plastic straws wrapped in paper, we have paper straws wrapped in plastic. Congratulations. Right. That is some dumb shit.
And your food that's all wrapped in plastic, you have your to pay to put in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Dunkin' Donuts, right? You get the paper cup with the plastic lid.
It's recyclable. I like how they got away from the styrofoam cups, though. And they give you the paper cups now, but now they got to add that little cardboard thing so you don't burn your hand through the thin-ass paper cup.
Or when
just
you
make
finally
the cup kit. Just make the cup thicker.
Or when you get your cup, right, your paper cup, and you put it up there in your thing, you're like, oh, wow, it's so freaking hot. I'm going to let it sit for a while. And then what ends up happening is
ice cold.
No, better yet, the wax from the heat starts to break down, and then you lift up your cup, and it's leaking out of the goddamn bottom.
Yep.
You want to talk about infuriating? Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of leaks.
I don't know. We went off the rails here. But anyway, don't understand that. What the hell are we talking about?
Taxes.
Yeah. I wish they were just including the price and just give it $13. $13. Thank you. Let's leave it at that.
Number four, we have carpets and shoes inside. Oh my God. This is such a pet peeve for me. I know that this does not apply to every state or everyone. That would just not be okay in Iceland. Do not do that in Iceland ever. And carpets.
Okay. So she's talking about
people.
Americans have carpet in their house. In Iceland, it's apparently all hardwood.
Well, I think her beef is not the carpet, but wearing sneakers inside on the carpet.
Well,
because clearly she didn't grow up in an Italian household. Like, as soon as we walked through the door, shoes off. And my mom even had my friends trained where as soon as they got to the door, they'd start taking. I'm not shitting you. Like, my mom decided she wanted like off-white rugs 1 year.
So I just want to be clear. Right? So she's saying that Iceland, there's no carpets anywhere in the house is what she's saying. Okay. My particular house doesn't have carpet until you hit basically the hallway, the bedrooms, in the living room. Okay. So it's not like there's carpet strewn throughout the entire house. And if there's a guest that comes in there or even the kids, like, well, first off, everybody takes their shoes off my house who lives in my house. Okay. But it is also kind of weird to be like, a guest comes over, you're like, hey, can you take your shoes off? It's kind of awkward. Right. But hear me out. Though,
that's why I leave a bunch of shoes by the front door.
When people come over my house, right, there's two places that we congregate. If you're going to stay for a short visit, we're only going to hang out in the dining room, right? Maybe the kitchen around there. If you're staying for a longer visit, you'd go in the living room. But now, you know, if you're going to go in the living room, it's kind of like you'd understand that it's carpet. You take your shoes off, right? So realistically, the only three places in the bedrooms, no one's got really business going down in your bedroom, right? So why would you need hardwood in the bedroom?
Sometimes I like to wear my big black boots in the bedroom.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, let me just say this. Okay. You're freaking terrible. So let me just say this. It's first off, nobody eats in the living room on the carpet. So the mess about, you know, people eating, you know, it's going to get food in the carpet and everything. And just understand that if you do spill something on the carpet, it's not even so much as the spill that's going to need to be cleaned, but also the blood from your lip when I deck you for eating in the living room. You know, I don't know how I feel about that, because the other thing is, you know, there's nothing worse than waking up. All right. You wake up and you go to, you know, you're kind of half out of it. And again, we've already talked about it. I wake up like a freaking woolly mammoth, right? I'm just pissed off the world and swinging at the fences when I wake up. And in the dead of winter, when it's negative 17 out,
this freaking like a couple of weeks ago,
it's like negative 17 out. Have you ever put your feet on cold hardwood when you first wake up?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a body shock.
Wakes you up, though.
It does wake you up. But again, we've talked about how I wake up like a person being exercised. So yeah, me waking up and sticking my cold ass feet on a cold ass floor, my feet on a cold ass floor, will instantly probably piss me off. So where are you at, Joe? You good with this one?
Yeah, I'm good.
Let's move. Number five.
Carpets. Why carpets? They are so hard to clean. We've I understand this. That it's comfortable, but if you spill something happens.
Bloody lip.
You're screwed, right?
They're screwed.
I have never in my life been to a home guard. Here in Iceland where someone Scotch has guard. Carpets God bless on the 3M. Floor. We have, you know, hardwood flooring, which look very nice, in my opinion. At number five, we have something that I personally feel so awkward by. It's the hi, how are you greeting. Yeah, asking strangers, hi, how are you, okay. Instead of just saying,
Hello.
It's Hello. So weird coming up to a register and someone says, hi, how are you? What are you supposed to do? I'm not going to say.
You answer the goddamn question.
Like, hi, I'm not doing
I'm
so
fine.
Well,
how are you?
My things that I want to buy. I feel like hi, how are you is basically just saying hello, but you make it complicated. So people like me who are awkward and don't know things start to be awkward and explain how you're actually feeling. Here in Iceland, we just say hi, góðan daginn. Like, hey, good morning or good day. We don't say, hi, hvernig líður? Like, that's so weird.
Okay. I think it's, I don't know why we say hi, how are you?
Sometimes because okay. It's polite.
So let me be clear. I think this is more of a regional thing. So when you say, hey, how you doing? Up here in the north, it's slang.
Just hello, yeah.
It's just hello. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How are you? Kick a plane. Keep it moving. Or as I always say, just chipper. Because I always look at it as like, I enjoy putting a smile on people's faces.
Yeah. You're being polite.
You're being polite. Like, so when somebody says to me, hey, how you doing? I'm like, can't bitch. Can't complain.
See, when I ask, I'm actually sincere.
Now, that's what I was just going to say. So in the north, people, it's slang. In the South, we have this thing called Southern hospitality. So when a Southerner, I feel, I could be wrong, you know, people from the South can
chime
in. They're
in general.
They actually mean it. So they're like, hey, how y'all doing?
Midwest are very polite. In
yeah, it's an act. They're actually asking you, how are you doing?
Right.
And they actually generally give a shit. If you go to Boston, they don't give a shit. They don't care. New York, they don't give a shit either.
That's why I always tell people, like, my daughter is going to school out in Ohio. And I'm like, look, things move at a different pace out here because people are super polite. And when people are super polite, it takes a little longer. So when they ask you how your day is going, you're going to get into a conversation. So your 20-item express checkout at Target might take you 45 minutes to get through, even if you're the third person in line.
I mean, on the flip side of it, though, you also don't want to be freaking, you know, if somebody says, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
you know,
don't be.
It's
rule number one.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
No, but they're actually asking you how you're doing. But if you come back, we're like, bitch is leaving me and taking the kids. It's probably not, you know, what they meant. They were just kind of being polite. So.
Yeah, but how about you say to somebody, hey, how's it going? I'm having a real crap day. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, maybe if it's a waiter or waitress, you tip them a little extra. Or mm-hmm. maybe you're just polite or you bag your own stuff. Or mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe you're just or you tell them a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's just mostly slang. Nice. It's more like saying, sup? Hey, what's up? You know, how you doing?
How they hanging?
What's going on? How's it hanging? just slang. Like, it's just.
Yeah, don't. I think she's overcomplicated.
Yeah, you don't look so deep.
You don't have it's right. Just, worst case, lie. I'm fine. How are you? Okay.
Yeah, and if you're in England, it's fuck off. Like that's the response. So I'm just throwing it out there. Whatever. Moving on.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. At number six, we have my personal favorite. It's using suing as a threat. So this obviously.
Wait. What?
Using like you're gonna sue somebody.
I thought you said sewing is a thread.
That's what I thought at first too. But I'm thinking she's saying suing.
I got it. Oh my! With my fucking jeans. Threat. What do you want me to do?
Like I fell down in your yard. I'm gonna sue you. You know, I'll kick your ass. That's fine. I'll sue you.
All right. Let's hear what you gotta say, and then we'll comment.
It comes from movies and TV shows, but also
there you go.
We are a very
litigious society. Why do people threat to sue someone for the tiniest little things like? I don't get it. I've never heard anyone say this in Iceland, except what is like actually very serious, where you do actually have to sue someone.
All right. So
she's got a point there. Because in other countries, if you sue somebody and lose, you have to pay their legal costs. That's a nice little deterrent.
I don't know about this one because I don't think, at least in my experience, again, I can only go off of mine. I don't think suing is that big like of a thing. Like I think it's more propagated in movies and it's, you know, extenuating circumstances of somebody who decides to pick up a McDonald's cup that says caution hot on the top of it, spill it all over their nuts and then sue McDonald's for $2 million, whatever. Yes, it does happen, which is complete. And you know what? It's actually frowned upon. Like you're a piece of shit for doing that. But
that's
like,
how some people make a living.
For instance, though. Oh yeah, of course. That's how lawyers make a living, which we're not.
Well, that's how these career grind plaintiffs make a living too.
Nobody likes a lawyer.
I mean, I see it a lot in the insurance business. You know, yeah, there's the $200 scratch on your car, and then next thing you know, you're suing.
So let me just say though, all right, so but there's other instances where this doesn't happen. Again, I'll give you an example for me. I'm in a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Okay? Yeah. At the time, I had my brand new Mercedes-Benz E320 that, you know, you could have eaten off the floor of this thing. Yes, I actually owned a nice car at one point. and I was, this thing was pristine. Didn't have a mark on this damn thing. Love this car. And here comes a girl behind me, woman, what have you not, into the drive-through parking lot. Wasn't paying attention. Not a hard hit, but I mean, it was a boom, a hit in the back. And I'm like, oh shit. So she pops her head out the window. She goes, oh my God, I think I just hit you. And I said, yeah, I think you hit me. Again, we didn't get out of the car. There was no exchanging of information or anything like that. I'm like, yeah. She goes, I'm sorry. She's like, do you want that? I'm like, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. So then as she gets back into her car, I pop my head back out the window and I'm like, do you need an ambulance? Like being funny, but like obviously nobody needed an ambulance, but it made a laugh. And, you know, it's not a big deal. Like, so I think in some instances,
I'll be right back.
Yeah. In some instances, I don't really think that freaking happens too often. Yeah, whatever. Maybe not. I'm going to move on without Joe because he's, I don't know, fixing the door or something. Oh, they locked us in. That's what it was.
Are people actually suing each other, suing companies all the time? Or is that just a threat? I don't know.
Is it a threat? Yeah, I think sometimes it's a threat. It's just sometimes it's just people blowing sunshine up. A lot of people say they're going to sue you. But then when they go in front of a lawyer looks at him and is like, you ain't got shit here. There's no case. Go away.
No, I don't understand this. And neither do a lot of people on the internet. I saw this one a lot whilst doing research for this video. This definitely is not a thing in Iceland. People might post about their bad experience on the internet, but we definitely just don't sue people.
It doesn't happen as often here as you think.
For no reason. So at number seven is something that a lot of people talked about. And this I don't understand this at all. It is writing the month, the date, and the year instead of the day, the month, and the year. Why do you do this? I feel like everyone except the USA writes day, month, year. If you would write it as month, day, year, here in Iceland, no one would understand. Like,
okay, so what she's talking about, Joe, now that you're back, is why do Americans do month, day, year, and not day, month, year?
Yeah, that's everywhere else.
So in the civilian world, and I say this in most of the United States, it is month, day, year. Quite frankly, I don't know why the hell we do it, because the military actually does it day, month, year. So our military does day, month, year. I don't know why it's done in the civilian world, which is crazy, because if you look at like old documents from like George Washington or like colonial times, right? Everything was day, month, year. I don't know why we flipped or why we changed. You know, we're just stubborn Americans and we do whatever we want, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I saw a funny meme about it the other day, and it's this family portrait, which everybody's all like prim and proper. Mm-hmm. And there's like the one kid that's like all, it's not even goth or emo. It's more like heavy metal look.
Yeah.
So above like the father and the siblings and the mother, it has like British flag, metric, Australian flag, metric, and like all these different countries. And over the hard rock or heavy metal kid, it's got the American flag. It says, went to the moon.
That was in Discord.
I forgot where I saw it, but
Holiday posted it.
Okay.
Thank you, Holiday. I don't know why we do it differently.
I mean, the rest of the world uses 24-hour time, too, not...
military time, as we call it. Yeah, it's 24-hour time. I don't know. Stubborn Americans, we do what the hell we want.
I think it was pretty much back in the day to give a big old FU to Britain. Like, the same reason why we don't use in words like color, where... Like, see,
they take out the U in it.
And we use Z's instead of a lot of other places.
The only argument that I have to that is, you know, driving on the right side of the fucking road. Every other country that I know of, anyway, not all of them, but most of them drive on the left side of the road. This drives me nuts. The Americans came out and made the first automobile. So if we decide we're going to drive on the right side of the road,
that's the right way.
That's the right way. Right. There's no other way. We did it first. You got to follow along. I'm sorry. Stubborn American. I don't care. America. Moving on.
Everyone would be confused. At number 8, we have advertising prescription drugs. Many people talked about this on the internet, and I am confused.
What did she say?
Advertising prescription drugs on TV.
Yeah, that's a bit out of control.
That is a bit freaking aggravating, and as an American, I hate that shit.
I hate it.
Because go ahead, Joe.
I hate at the end, where's the laundry list of side effects?
That's where I was going with
that. Include like anal bleeding and death.
It's like, do you suffer from depression? And first off, they always got these shitty commercials of this little green blob walking around with a girl watering flowers. Right. What in the living fuck does that have anything to do with anything depression-wise?
Well, just trying to make you be happy.
A little green blob that she's holding hands with? What is the green blob? What is it?
He's you. And the water is the seed, and then you're flowering, you're spreading your pollen.
Wait, me? Meaning I'm a little green blob? That was a shot. I know what that was. That was a shoot, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Anyway, and then at the end, it's where you're just like, are you sad throughout the day? You know what? God damn it, I am sad through the day. Like, do you often find yourself drifting off into the wood?
Yeah, when I'm freaking bored.
Yeah, you know what? I do drift off a lot.
Yeah.
Do you ever have recurring
thoughts? Ask your doctor about blah, blah, blah.
Ask your daughter about triopinin.
And then it's the best. Yeah, and they're all nice. And then at the end, side effects include suicidal thoughts, anal bleeding, and possible death.
And I'm sitting there going, well,
I'd rather be depressed. If I wanted anal bleeding and a chance at death, I'd go to the freaking limelight in the 90s. Down in New York City.
It drives me nuts, though. It's like, but they actually sit there having you think, like, you know, I got that.
Yeah.
I have that exact symptom.
It's the same thing that, like, the quack psychics use. Oh, is there a father figure in your life? Of Of course there is. I was born.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that. Yeah. And they put the thought in your head until you're like, yeah, that is. It's like those cheesy horoscopes. You always find something that applies to you.
Yeah. I know. Which, by the way, I want to cover that at some point. Astrological signs in Freemasonry.
Only if we could do.
We'll go over our astrological signs.
Only if we could do like a whole Miss Cleo thing.
Well, dude, that's fine.
You remember Miss Cleo? Yeah,
oh, child!
you need to find out the baby!
Oh, all right. So, anyway, what the hell were we talking about with this? Oh, the
pharmaceutical.
Yeah, the arthritis medication called triopinin. I hate this shit. So,
Couldn't your doctor be the only person that can recommend you a prescription drug? Like,
I don't trust doctors either, though.
When your mind's in the mood, but your body's not.
I don't trust doctors either.
I trust mine. I trust mine.
I have my doctor too.
My primary doctor, he and I.
My primary thinks I'm
totally on this. Well, so then he's accurate.
I'm that guy who goes in there, I sit in the waiting room, and I get bored, so then I take the blood pressure cuff and wrap it around my neck, and I just let the valve out, and so it looks like I'm actually like squeezing 12. The valve, but I'm not. And he walks in, he's like, George, what are you doing?
I like to go through and take a few extra gloves to take home with me.
Yeah, I took the things where they check your ear, you know, like the covers.
Yeah, the black thing.
Stick them up my nose, stick them in my ears. He's like, he just walks in, he's like, what the hell? Anyway.
What? I don't know how or why this is legal, but it just confuses me, and this would never, ever happen in Iceland.
I'm with you.
Probably
because
it's illegal.
Pisses me off.
In Iceland, I'm guessing. I just don't get it.
Me neither.
Number 9 is using the imperial system of measurement instead of the metric system.
Because we've been to the moon.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because we're stupid, and I'll be honest with you. I was a mechanic, right, before I started driving trucks. I was a mechanic, and I actually went to work for all European companies because I hated the imperial system. I still hate the imperial system. I cannot stand it. It is so much easier using the metric system. Again, if I'm looking for a wrench for a bolt, I'm not going to sit there and look and be like, where's my 11/16? And then you got to try to figure out which, like, you'd go through your entire wrench drawer before you found the wrench that actually fit it. When I could just simply, with the metric system, go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Or just 10. Go right to your 10mm because that fits everything.
10mm fits everything.
It really does.
It really does. Everything.
I'll give you that, but I still laugh.
And if that doesn't fit, you have an acetylene torch.
Still laugh that when I'm going to set you up perfectly, but when I was a kid and I was in school, the big things the teacher would always say, it's got to learn metric. The whole world's going to be metric by like 1987.
It is, realistically. Most cars are now all metric.
But not us.
No, I'm saying the most cars, even American cars, now use metric stuff.
And then the other big thing was, you can't use a calculator. It's not like you're always going to have a calculator in your pocket.
There's your phone.
Mr. Ramos, this is for you.
Here's my other thing, though. This is true.
Ramon Ramos.
I cannot read a tape measure, an American tape measure. Really? I will sit there and be like, it's 12 inches in 3 lines.
Oh, see, I can't.
I can't read that shit, and I don't want to read it, and I don't want to learn it because it's stupid.
I worked construction for like 4 years, so yeah.
I mean, look at Fahrenheit. Look at Fahrenheit and Celsius. Celsius is when zero, it's freezing. That makes sense, right? Fahrenheit, it's 32 degrees, it's freezing. That's so stupid. Make it zero. Zero to 100. 100 boiling, zero freezing. I don't understand why we do this shit.
But then
why do Americans sometimes have to complicate the living shit out of everything?
But then there's Kelvin.
Oh.
It's another.
True.
I think 0 degrees Kelvin is like absolute zero or something like that. I don't know. Something along those lines. I took chemistry once upon a time.
No, I didn't. I know how to blow shit up, though.
Mr. Meyer, Stanford High School. I did that, too. Oh, so the funny thing is, real quick, funny
chemistry,
story about blowing
Mentos
things up.
Mentos in Coca-Cola.
So my chemistry teacher.
Have at it.
Mr.
Not kids.
Zaki Elkadzi down at Stanford.
Zaki Elkadzi sounds like a boy with a bobbity.
No, he was Egyptian. He was from Egypt.
Oh.
Muslim. Zaki Elkadzi.
Like, he sounds like somebody wacky if you're in the class.
Sorry, but here's the funny thing.
Are you fucking sleeping in
great
my class?
Great teacher. Great teacher. Put up with my bullshit, even when I actually blew something up in chemistry class. But he was that teacher that you just respected, and he actually like tried to give you good advice. And then I did construction work with one of the teachers after school and ended up doing some work on his house.
Right.
So I got to know him fairly well. Really, really good guy. years go by, and the last farm degree we had 2 years ago, there's a brother that I saw online that was mutual friends with a bunch of brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Same last name, Brother David Elkadzi. Mm-hmm. So I reached, and he was originally from Connecticut. Like, how many Elkadzis can there be? And it, on his Facebook thing, it said the town he was from, and I don't want to give that out. Mm-hmm. But so I reached out to him. I'm like, hey, by any chance, was your father Zaki Elkadzi,
mm-hmm.
teacher at Stanford High School? He goes, yeah, as a matter of fact, he was.
Huh.
I'm like, he's about my same age. I'm like, when we were in high school, I was the guy that put the roof on your house. And so I have actually gotten in touch with his brother, and we've become good friends because his father was my chemistry teacher all those years ago when I was blowing stuff up.
Nice.
Yeah. So nice little, I brought cool it back story. Masonically a little bit.
Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Next one.
Oh. Iceland, like most of the world, uses the metric system, and we are just confused. You
We're
cannot
stupid.
Use
That's
the
why.
Imperial yeah. system here in Iceland because no one will understand you. Someone please tell me why the USA still uses that system instead of the metric system
I got
the
nothing.
Rest of the world. Anyone?
No, metric is
10
bad.
Is something that is so weird.
Cosmurka.
I see this all the time on social media, movies, TV shows, and it is when people say, I am going to Europe, instead of actually saying the location, like I'm going to this country or I'm going to this city. You kind of have to be more specific then.
Okay, so she's talking about why do Americans say we're going to Europe? Okay, let me start with this one, okay? And I'll tell you why. Because most Americans that go to Europe are females out of, and please don't take this as sexist, but most female Americans, I don't want to say all, most female Americans do not understand geography. If you took a map, a puzzle map
most
of
male Americans don't understand.
Okay, we'll go with males too. Yeah. But if you take a map of just the United States, I mean, the very country we live in,
oh, yeah.
and you flip that puzzle over with all the states and they all fell out, and then ask somebody to put it back together, $13 says they wouldn't be able to do it within the first 5 minutes.
Okay, oh, absolutely.
So when you have these, you know, and again, please don't take this wrong, but these people who don't understand geography. And don't understand that Europe is separate countries with different cultures and languages, and don't know where the hell they're actually going. They say, I'm going to Europe. Yeah, that's why, because they don't know where the hell they're going. If they say Paris and you ask them what country that's in, that in Switzerland?
It annoys me when they say Barcelona, but they try to like put the TH instead of the C, because that's how you're apparently, but there's no like, S sound in Spanish, so it's Barcelona.
Really?
I'm like, yeah, it's like, but it's not quite as pronounced as that. It's weird. It's like, yeah, I'm going to Barcelona.
Like, or when they say, oh, I'm going to Amsterdam. Oh, yeah? What country is that?
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know.
Is that in Denmark? That's in Scandinavia. I'm going to Scandinavia.
It's true, though. That's exactly right, though. They don't understand the geography. It's just that simple. It's no difference than when somebody says, like, I don't know, I'm going to California. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to California. Well, where in California are you going?
Big if Bear.
You got, I mean.
It's a big state.
Yeah.
With very different climates and regions.
Yeah. Or like I'm going to Texas. So, yeah, where are you going? Like, why don't you just say I'm going to Austin?
Right.
Or I'm going to San Diego, or I'm going to Fresno, or whatever.
Yeah, Sacramento.
They don't know where the hell they're going, to be honest. We're just going to California.
Yeah.
Napa. We're going to Napa Valley.
Is that in Northern California or Southern?
Where's that, Northern?
It's in Napa.
You start seeing the sweat beads pouring down their face because they have no idea where Napa Valley is. Anyway.
It's in Napa.
I think we've covered that one.
All right.
Saying I'm going to Europe because that could mean I'm going to Iceland, but that could also mean I'm going to France. In Iceland, we are definitely way more specific.
Let me stop her right there.
I see London.
There's Americans that can't even say this word, so I'm going to give her credit.
You're one of them.
specific.
Well, okay.
You I can say that. I know how to say it because it's one thing that pisses me off when people are like, Pacific. Man, you need to be more Pacific, yeah. Like more oceanic. I don't get it.
Yeah, I hate that. And I hate
specific. Three syllables.
My big thing is on accident. I did it on accident. No, you did it by accident or you did it on purpose. There's no such thing as you did it on accident.
Okay.
Got another one for you. I hate that.
Espresso.
Oh, yeah.
God, there's no X in it. Espresso.
I prefer Nespresso.
Espresso. George Clooney. You're an ass.
All right, let's wrap this up. Let's keep it going.
Yes, in Iceland we are definitely way more specific.
Bingo.
We will usually say the country and the city that we are going to because
we got two more minutes left of this.
What? Two more?
Two more minutes.
Number 11 is not having universal health care. That would just be okay in Iceland. Okay, so number 12 is going to be very controversial. I'm sorry. But this is just things that I've noticed, especially on TikTok. And it is just complaining.
Not a good source of information.
About the tiny things. This is very similar to the suing thing. But yeah,
complaining about tiny things.
Complain about every tiny little detail. And I have worked in retail. I have worked at a restaurant. I personally...
These are what we call attention whores. Yes, they're out there.
Yes.
And it's not just the United States.
No.
I really loved working at those places, especially IKEA. And I...
Of course she loves working at IKEA. She's from fucking Iceland.
Two or three bad customers who were like being unreasonable. But, oh my God, I've seen so many videos of people being just crazy, rude, disrespectful to...
Doesn't happen often, but when you're crazy rude... Sometimes you get punched in the face.
Doesn't happen often enough.
Doesn't happen often enough. It should happen more,
yeah.
Because Americans are mostly polite. And they don't want to actually snot somebody across the counter.
The problem is people are, especially now with this pandemic, people are hiding behind keyboards and monitors where back in the day, if you were to walk up and say some of these things to somebody in the street, you're getting punched in the face.
Yeah, yeah. Social media definitely has given a lot of keyboard warriors. But you can't say... Perfect example, real quick. My son, he's on his Xbox. He, oh man, you didn't join my party. You're such a douche.
Right.
But and then when they get together, like, hey, what's going on, man? Yeah. How you doing? Huh? Yeah, this is my best friend. It's like you were just talking to him over the freaking
right. Head. And not for nothing. How old's your son?
12.
12. How many times did you get your ass kicked by the age of 12?
Oh God.
Right.
And he shit beat out of me all the way through freaking middle school.
And he's probably never been in a real fight.
No. Let me tell you, Mike Tyson, best quote ever. Everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face. Right. And it's true. If you're going to be a douchebag, I think everybody should be punched in the face at least once in their life. Because especially if you're being a douche, and I swear to God, I love my son. I love him to death. He talks like a douche. And eventually he's going to come up against a kid
who's not going to give a
shit. He's having a bad day. He's going to talk some shit and he's going to get punched in the nose. And my lesson is going to be, now you won't be a douche.
Good life lesson.
That's what you get for ruining Joey's first rule.
Exactly.
People in customer service. I don't know how to explain it better. Just being rude and disrespectful.
Because people know they can get away with it. Because they know that people aren't going to lose their job.
In shops.
Because you're
at number 13, we have 24-hour restaurants or businesses. I know two stores or supermarkets that are open 24/7.
We could probably blow past this one. But understand that like small population... Large population in the United States.
It's supply and demand.
The United States has a booming economy.
Right.
I don't care if it's up, down, whatever. It's still like
it's still viable.
It's huge. Still very
yeah.
So realistically, like you can't just shut down like New York City, the city that never sleeps.
Right.
Like the economy is constantly business is constantly
going. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that goes back to at times when industry was big and even still with your military contracts and a lot of businesses still have first, second, third shifts. So not everybody works a traditional 8 to 5. So
correct.
You got to get stuff done.
We'll do this one last one and then we'll wrap it up.
That's it. I don't know a single restaurant here in Iceland that is open 24/7. I just feel like businesses here in Iceland would
because sometimes I want some fucking McDonald's workers, at 12 o'clock in the morning when I leave the bar.
Not a thing
I need a double quarter pounder.
And I feel like that would just not be okay. Number 14, we have displaying your flag everywhere.
America!
That is a uniquely American thing.
All the time. It's cool that you are proud of your country, but why must your flag be absolutely everywhere?
Because we're number one.
Because it's displayed on the moon.
Because we're that's why. Best. Because
it's on the goddamn moon. That's why.
We're just proud of our country. Is there proud of where we live.
Is there an Icelandic flag on the moon?
No. We're just proud of where we live. We're just proud Americans. We're proud of two things, our country and our guns.
And we've been to the moon. So take that, Krefna.
We don't do that in Iceland. We just have our flag in normal places on... appropriate.
We have our flag in normal places too. It's called everywhere. Yeah, right
there. We share space.
Yep. But anyway, so. Yeah, that's the end of that one. So we're gonna shut that.
Bye, Hrefna.
Yeah, we're shut it down. I recommend checking out her channel. It's pretty actually. It's pretty cool. Some of the shit that she talks about, some of the foods and stuff that she covers and everything. But
what do they eat? Baby seal over there.
It's disgusting, actually, some of the stuff that they eat. And but anyway, again, sorry, it wasn't very Masonic.
That's okay.
I'm going to do something other than
something fun.
Holiday. Certain privileges come with being the only world superpower.
Yeah, he's right.
Fair point.
Exactly.
I hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, I know it wasn't really Masonic, but sometimes we need a break from Masonry.
Yes.
Kind of hard doing a podcast that we do. Masonry all the time. So, but anyway, what do you say, Joe?
Let's sign it off.
All right. Thanks for tuning in for the Freemasons podcast. I am Right Worship Brother George Mudry signing off.
Worship Brother Joe signing off.
Have a good night, everyone.
Night night, everybody.
All right.
Night night.
Shutting out live food. Thanks for you guys.
Thank you.
Joining in and catch
hope you
later.
Enjoy.